जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोची जन माधव त्रिभुवन धारी, जय गोची जन माधव त्रिभुवन धारी।
यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrayakacharya Stotarasata Su Divina Gracia Ce Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prensikoho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasa Digoura Bhakta Brinda Ki Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Syamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Nilachal Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Tulasi Maharani Vrinda Devi Ki Todas las glorias a todos los devotos reunidos. All glories to all assembled devotees. All glories to all assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Thank you very much for your presence. And after, before anything, I would like to beg for your blessings and that I may receive inspiration to behave properly. I humbly offer my obeisances to all of you who are source of inspiration and encouragement, and I offer my obeisances and permission and blessings to my spiritual master Siksha and Siksha, and beg for forgiveness to all of you present and not present, and in a way that I'll make become humble and be able to offer proper service. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, entitled Mohini Murti Bewilders Lord Shiva. And we are reading from verse 32 to 34. So I'm going to start by reading 32 and 33, and then we'll sing verse 34 together. Just as a maddened bull elephant follows a female elephant who is able to conceive pregnancy, Lord Shiva followed the beautiful woman and discharged semen, even though his discharge of semen never goes in vain. Text 33. O king, wheresoever on the surface of the globe fell the semen of the great personality of Lord Shiva, mines of gold and silver later appeared. Purport. Srila Visvanatha Chakravarti Thakur commands that those who seek gold and silver can worship Lord Shiva for material opulences. Lord Shiva lives under a bell tree and does not even construct a house in which to dwell. But although he is apparently poverty-stricken, his devotees are sometimes opulently endowed with large quantities of silver and gold. Parikshit Maharaj later asked about this, and Sukadeva Goswami replies. So verse 34, which is in the board, I guess, yes, we can chant. Sarit Saraksu Sailesu Vanesu Pavanesu Cha Yatra Kwacha San Risayas Tatra San Nihito Hara Sarit Saraksu Sailesu Vanesu Pavanesu Cha Yatra Kwacha San Risayas Tatra San Nihito Hara Sarit Saraksu Sailesu Vanesu Pavanesu Cha Yatra Kwacha San Risayas Tatra San Nihito Hara. Vaishnavis. Translation word by word. Sarit, near the shores of the rivers. Saraksu, and near the lakes. Sailesu, near the mountains. Vanesu in the forests. Upavanesu in the gardens or small forests. Cha also. Yatra wherever. Qua anywhere. Cha also. Asan where existing. Risaya, great sages. Tatra, there. Sanihita was present. Haraha, Lord Shiva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Following Mohini, Lord Shiva went everywhere, near the shores of the rivers and lakes, near the mountains, near the forest, near the gardens, and wherever there live great sages. Purport. Srila Visvanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks that Mohini Murti dragged Lord Shiva to so many places, especially to where the great sages live, to instruct the sages that their Lord Shiva had become mad for a beautiful woman. Thus, although they were all great sages and saintly persons, they should not think themselves free, but should remain extremely cautious about beautiful women. No one should think himself liberated in the presence of a beautiful woman. The Shastras enjoin, Matra swarsa duhitrava navivikstasano bhavet balavan indriya gramo vidvamsam apikarsati. One should not stay in a solitary place with a woman, even if she is his mother, sister, or daughter, for the senses are so uncontrollably powerful that in the presence of a woman, one may become agitated, even if he is very learned and advanced. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 9:19-17. Oman gyanati mirandasya gyanan jana salakaya chaksurum militan jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Si chaitanya manovistam stapitan yena butale swayan rupa kadamayan dadati swapadantikam. Bandeham siguru siyuta padakamalam sigurum vaisnavamscha sirupam sagrayatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam sabadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam. Si Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Si Visakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Brisavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Bancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namaha. Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhar Si Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are in this section of the Bhagavatam, and previously we saw how Lord Shiva felt interested to see the incarnation of the Lord that the Lord himself had shown to the demigods and the asuras. After all, Lord Shiva is always surrounded by, I guess they are asuras, all these buddhas and ghosts. Maybe not, maybe there are some who are devotees also, but temporarily on a body of ghosts. But he is surrounded by persons who really need blessings, and he was willing to see the form of the Lord. And this also affects the blessings one receives, affects everyone around us. So Lord Shiva wanted to see that form, and when he approached the Lord, we were hearing these days that first he praised him. He praised the Lord with appropriate words, explaining how he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller of everything, and he was offering his heart into glorifying the Lord. And the Lord, after hearing, asked him, request him, what is your desire? Why have you come here? And then Lord Shiva told him that he was willing to see the form, that beautiful form of the Lord that he had not seen. And immediately the Lord fulfilled his desire, and we heard how he was so captivated by Mohini Murti. Although he is not affected by material nature, never is affected by women, not even by most beautiful woman, his own wife, and who is the controller of all material energy. And he is beyond that. But Mohini Murti, that was not ordinary, because Mohini Murti is the Lord himself in the form of a woman. And of course, he conquered Lord Shiva. And here is being explained how he was running all over and discharging semen, and how this semen is not ordinary, because wherever that fell, a drop fell, there was a mine of gold and silver. So where did Mohini Murti take him? He take him all around, especially where the sages live, great sages, because the Lord was willing to give a lesson through Lord Shiva. And thus he went to the beautiful gardens, to forests, mountains, everywhere where the sages reside. And the great sages could see that their own worshipful Lord, Lord Shiva himself, was totally bewildered and had fallen from his exalted position, and thus had completely lost the control of his senses, although he is never agitated. So the Lord used Lord Shiva as a puppet, as an instrument, his own instrument, to teach a grand lesson. And yesterday we were hearing from Jananivas Prabhu how, what is a sin? Because we have to look within ourselves. That's the main thing. There was a lesson for the sages, and this lesson is for ourselves, especially for ourselves. We may not feel so much lost into these sex desires and breaking the principles in this regard, but we have to be very cautious and look within ourselves, because this is a lesson for us. And yesterday Prabhu was mentioning that sin is whatever we do which is not with the intention to please the Lord and our spiritual master, our spiritual masters. So that is a sin. So we need to always be looking for the blessings of the spiritual master and act under the protection and guidance and inspiration of our spiritual master and Krishna. We cannot imitate, but we can try to follow, although we may be very limited, very insignificant, and even not very expert. Let's say Krishna gives the qualification, whatever qualification he may want, but although we are not very expert, we need to accept blessings and try to offer our actions for the pleasure of the Lord and the devotees. So long ago I had this question, what is a sin? Because I was very new in Krishna consciousness, I was following we follow the four regulative principles, we chant 16 rounds, we read Prabhupada's books and we like reading Srila Prabhupada's books. But all of a sudden I felt, well, I am doing all this, but I am not a pure devotee, so I must be committing some sins. So there was a sannyasi at that moment crossing the courtyard in the farm where I lived, and I asked him, could you please kindly tell me what is a sin? Because we are following all this, but Prabhupada is so much stressing that we have to control our senses, we are not the body, so I need to know what is a sin besides the four regulative principles. And he told me that a sin is doing anything that Krishna doesn't like. And that was good for me that moment. But now we hear more. It's not anything that, not only anything that Krishna doesn't like, but also look within our heart and see what is the intention. What is the intention of what I'm doing? What is the intention? Even when I am trying to offer service, I am trying to walk over everyone, or I am trying to fall at their feet and trying to follow the steps and the example I am receiving from all of you. So that's a very big and very important instruction Lord Shiva is receiving from Lord Vishnu. He's giving, Lord Vishnu is giving warning, he's warning us, be careful. No one is free from lust. And yesterday we were also hearing how sinful life, of which sex impulse is the highest expression, comes about due to attachment and envy. So whenever I am controlled, overcome by attachment or envy, then I am falling into sinful activity. Attachment that I want to be the enjoyer, I think I control something, and I want to get pleasure from this. And the instead of, I am a servant, actually I have nothing, I have no knowledge, that's the reality. I am receiving knowledge and inspiration from the show, from the shower of mercy that is coming through Parampara through our spiritual masters and through all the devotees. I am receiving inspiration and guidance from Super Soul within everyone. So everyone is my master, actually, because Krishna is present there. I have nothing but a desire to also try to listen and learn. No? But it's very important that we become, therefore, introspective. This narration, somehow, as Lord Shiva is being used by the Lord, since he manifested the desire to see him in Mohini Murti, he uses this desire of Lord Shiva to give a lesson to the sages. So I remembered how Srila Prabhupada, because he surrendered fully to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he became a puppet in the hands of Krishna. And actually he prayed to become a puppet. This is our prayer, may I become the puppet, the instrument of my spiritual master, and always remember his her lotus feet, always to be able to be a proper servant. So Srila Prabhupada exemplified that, and I took note of his beautiful prayer when he was in the Jaladuta, traveling from America to traveling from India to from Calcutta to United States. He wrote, "Oh Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then my Lord made me dance. May me dance, O Lord, may me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge. I don't. But I have a strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated Bhaktivedanta, And now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purpose of Bhaktivedanta. So Srila Prabhupada himself is praying in this mood, what is to be expected from us. I have no devotion and I have no knowledge. I'm just aspiring and desiring to serve the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, fulfill their whatever desire that they may be expecting from me, and be able to serve and please the Lord and the devotees. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada was empowered by Krishna and by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, because he understood himself as a servant, and no, it was attachment and envy was not even in his heart at all. In the place where he went, it was never present. Attachment and envy would never touch. Wherever he would be, that would go away, you know, because he was focused. And thus, wherever he would glance, he would see a devotee. Even though when he arrived to America, there were no devotees, but he would see devotees. Even before having devotees, even before the Americans were approaching him, when very simple person who was cleaning in the park sat down beside him, they start talking, and he said, probably the person asked, what are you doing here? And he was very clear. He said, I have come, I have hundreds of temples all around the world. I have thousands of disciples and I have so many temples. So even before the Americans were approaching him, he was already seeing them. He could already see the souls of those persons who were approaching, who were going to be coming to him. He could see them. He foresaw, because he trusted the words of his spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya himself, who predicted that in every town and village, my holiness will be sung and spread all around the world. And he believed the instruction of his spiritual master. Preach to the Western countries in English language. So he just took shelter on those words, and he fulfilled the desire, not only of his spiritual master, but the desire of all the Guru Parampara and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And therefore, we need to make sure that when we approach, when we to look within ourselves. The tendency is to look outside and see the faults on others, but this lesson that Lord Shiva is giving us is that we need to look within ourselves. This is what Lord Vishnu wanted us to see, that we are not so powerful. We are prone to fall down, so we should look within, no? And a few days ago, I met some very nice devotees that have come from so far away, very far away, just to be in the association of all of you and have the darshan of Radha Madhava and Parikramas, and of course to attend the Vyasa Puja of Jayapataka Maharaj. And I was doing some service for them. I had this good luck. And I told them, I'm sure you are going to be willing to attend to the prasadam, come to the prasadam for the Vyasa Puja festival. Do you have the coupons? And they told me, no, we don't. And I told them, today is the last day. But they were busy. They had to do something. And I told them, okay, since I have to go to get my coupon, I will go and ask coupons for you. And then we can meet, and I'll give it to you. So I went, I took the coupons, and they later on, I was looking for them, and there were so many hundreds and thousands of devotees that I could not find them. So I went home with my coupons, 4 coupons instead of 1. So I said, what am I going to do with these coupons? And then I thought, that is not going to be a problem because everyone wants coupons. And when I reached home, I saw some workers, very nice They are devotees. They have their Kunti Mala, they say Hare Krishna Mataji, Hare Krishna. And they have a very nice attitude, service attitude. So I thought, well, why not? I can give it to them, it's good. They are chanting Hare Krishna, and they are going to have more association of devotees, and they are going to have Radha Madhavas Mahaprasadam. So it's going to be good. But Maya is very smart, and she's always coming in between. And when I was handing those tickets, although the previous intention might have been good, Maya came there in the middle, and I felt, although I couldn't perceive it so much, but somehow or other Krishna allowed me to perceive it, but I felt, here I am, the ISKCON devotee, big person, giving these coupons to these poor fellows. I felt, as Yamuni Acharya says, turn my face and spit in my dirty attitude. No, I was so distasteful, I almost took the tickets back from them. I said, no, they are not going to understand. It's done. But so disgusting. No. So the lesson is for us to look within ourselves and make sure if what I am doing is to please Guru and please Krishna, or is just to make a show and push myself forward and be the star, although I am in complete darkness. So the only light that I receive is not coming from my soul that now is covered, although the light is there, but it's so covered that nobody can see any light there. But whatever light is coming is like the moon. The moon is receiving the rays. No? So we are receiving the rays of the benediction of Lord Chaitanya, Nitai, and Guru Parampara. So this, the lesson is within, for our hearts to be offered at the lotus feet of Guru and receive the blessings and become free from lust, anger, greed, and so on. So if there are no questions, I have some three very nice quotes I got. Maybe we can look at those, because they are, the other day a devotee asked, what Madan mean? And looking in Prabhupada Shikshamrita, I went to Sex Desire, and I found very beautiful quotes. It says, Srila Prabhupada, in a letter to a doctor, Chittaranjan Mohapatra, on 1976, he says, Srila Prabhupada says, you have also mentioned that how can I give up attraction for woman? When you learn to love Krishna, then you can forget your lusty desires. Krishna's another name is Madan Mohan. When Krishna is within the heart, then the Madan, or lusty desires, this is the meaning, becomes defeated. If we learn to love Krishna, our lusty desires will be finished. Otherwise, not. So we need to love Krishna. Just to remember the lotus feet of our spiritual master and try to act to please Guru and Krishna. And then, although it's not real love, just the attempt will receive, by the attempt will receive the blessings, and by the blessings will be able to love Guru, to be love Krishna, and thus to love Guru and the devotees, or to love Guru, and that's why we can love Krishna and the devotees. Another quote says, this is a letter to Jayapataka Maharaj, it's just a small, looking on women is not an impediment to the spiritual progress, but looking on women with a view of sense gratification, that is detrimental. So the sin is within, is not without. The sin is my intention. Because the other day in class we also heard that nothing is bad. The only thing we need to do is to engage everything in the service of Krishna. And then is Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan, everyone is serving Krishna and using everything to please Krishna. And another quote. This is a letter to Sarva Mangala Devidasi on November 74. You have mentioned controlling lust, and this is very important. In Bhagavad Gita 3:41, Krishna says, Tasmat tvam indriyani ado. In the very beginning, you must curb lust by regulating the senses. Prabhupada says, therefore we have four regulative principles at the very beginning of practicing devotional life. In this way, we turn lust into love. This is our natural life. Lust is there in everyone because everyone is actually a lover of Krishna. It just has to be purified and proper training. So this is the perverted reflection. The spiritual world is prema, the highest expression of prema bhakti. And the perverted reflection in this material world is lust, attachment, envy. So we have to engage our tendency to act, whatever we use, whatever relationship we have, in the service of Krishna. And in this way, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, our lust is transformed into love. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. You have any correction? Of course. Yes?
Thank you for your nice class, which I can learn so much. I have two questions. The first question is going back to, soon I'm going back to Europe for continuing the mission of Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. And in Europe, it's called Devidam. So my weakness in Europe, it's my apprehension, is that I am always defeated with the sexual impulse. Because Devidam is very powerful, although I'm trying everything to chant, to remember my spiritual master and Krishna, but the sexual impulse is very strong. And so do you have any advice to really, despite all the information I can get from your wonderful class and from the books of Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master, I'm always defeated, and I know I will be again defeated, but I go on just for the pleasure of my Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada in the mission. So.
One thing that comes to me is that Krishna fulfills all desires. So if I think I cannot, it's true, I cannot. I cannot overcome Maya, the illusory energy of Maya. But if I am too convinced that I cannot, Krishna finally will fulfill that. It's a kind of a desire, because this is what I am meditating. I cannot, I cannot, I cannot. I was thinking, I cannot give this class. When I saw the verses, I said, what am I going to do? And I was foolish enough that I did not beg permission to all of you and the blessings to all of you, present and not present, to be able to do something, but because I was shy to do so, but it would have been a very good idea. But so that's one thing. Another thing is that to remember Krishna, Vishnu Smaranam, to remember Krishna. Is there anyone more attractive than Krishna? Thanks to having spent some years dressing the deities, Radha Govinda Chandra, in Spain, it's not that hard to remember his lotus feet, how they are placed, the right on front of the left, and when this posture is taken, then the two small toes of Krishna stand side by side, so we can see the form, how his bending form, his arms like birds about to fly, his head. So we can have a small perception of his form, no? So we need to remember, where is all this beauty coming from? All this beauty is coming from Krishna. Prabhupada says here, no? In the spiritual world, there is love, there is beauty. And here, there is lust and perverted beauty. But it's coming from the original. So we need to fly our own planes, and that's why I am accepting service like as this one, which is far beyond my capacity, because I am practicing. I'm practicing. So we need to practice Vishnu Smarana and remember Krishna. And here, Srila Prabhupada says to Jayapataka Maharaj, looking at women or seeing women is not an impediment for spiritual progress. It's only the desire or the action of looking women for sense gratification. So beauty is all around. For men are women, for women are handsome men, so beauty is there and lust is there. So what is... We need to scream, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We may not do this in the middle of the street when we are distributing books, which although is not a bad idea at all, but we may not do it. But within the heart we need to remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And remember, whatever our weakness is, if our weakness is opposite sex, to remember, what is this beauty? When I see that beautiful woman or man, handsome man, what is this beauty coming from? It's coming from Krishna. So this beautiful woman is allowing me to remember Krishna. He's more attractive than him, than her. No? Most attractive. He's the source of all beauty, the source of all pleasure. I allow myself to be attracted by these things because I want to be happy. But all these things only make me unfortunate. All these attractions, perverted attractions. So basically, Krishna fulfills all desires. Check out my desires. Check out my conditioning. I think I cannot. It's true. I cannot. It's true. But I am taking the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, doing my service, and remember, please Guru Maharaj, please Guru Devi, help me. No? And just by remembering them, how could I ever abandon their lotus feet? They are taking so much care to the detail of my life. Every single aspect is being protected by my Guru. He's taking so much care of me. How could I ever abandon see Guru? Never. So remember Guru, remember beauty and desire to be happy is coming from Krishna. So I see a beautiful, in your question, I see a beautiful woman. Ah, how beautiful. Krishna is the source of that beauty. And he is the powerful. I am very weak, but he's very powerful. And I remember Krishna and say, look, this book is just for you. It's going to solve all your doubts, whatever we may tell them, no? And it's not only clearing up all her doubts, but it's also clearing all my doubts, no? This is, what can I say?
Thank you. Can I ask the second question, or somebody else wants? Second question, quickly. To look at the qualities of oneself and the qualities of other devotees constantly, because to transcend the false ego and sometimes the mind and the body who has defect also. So do you have any tip or good advice to look at the good qualities, how to look constantly at the good qualities of others?
The other day I heard a comment a devotee was talking about a wonderful Vaishnava who lives here. And she was saying that one, this devotee was asked, how is it that you like everyone likes you? And this friend of mine was telling, no? Because probably she was present when this devotee asked this Vaishnava. And this devotee said, because I like everyone. So Krishna is within everyone. Why shouldn't I like everyone? Why shouldn't I like everyone? So that's a very powerful meditation. Krishna is within the heart of everyone. Am I free from mistakes? I am a notion of mistakes. I am not that. That's another thing. I am not my mistakes. I am not my failures. I am a spirit soul, part of person of Krishna, with all the attributes of the Lord in a significant expression, and many are covered. But by remembering Krishna, those aspects become uncovered. And that's why we can offer some contribution. Otherwise, I would not be able to offer any contribution. So instead of focusing in what is going wrong, in the obvious, very obvious, inappropriate actions or behaviors of others, it's very easy to see the improper behavior of others. But what about here, within? No? So every devotee has everything wonderful. If we cannot see just the fact that this person is here, this makes this person one of the most wonderful persons of the world, of the universe, at the feet of Lord Gauranga. That's one thing. So if I am not able to see a very good, exemplary characteristic this devotee has, at least the fact that this person is here makes him the best person in the world. So meditating upon the positive. I see the negative, it's natural because I am covered. I try to remember Krishna is there, it's most attractive, and try also to see a good quality in this person. And if I behave like this, Krishna will give me the capacity to act properly. But if I am focused in the negative, then I will be overcome by Maya and by my own incapacity to uncover the treasure that the soul is. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Okay.
Firstly, sir, Mataji, a strange question arises in my mind. If I'll ask this question in the assembly, anything mistaken, then please excuse me for that.
I don't understand. I beg your pardon.
Okay,
put it very much like this. I am a bit deaf. See, and you're...
I say that a strange question arises in my mind. If I ask the question in the assembly, anything mistaken, then excuse me for that.
No one can translate to me.
My question is, Prabhu Mataji, Lord Krishna is the universal mother and universal father. Is right?
Lord Krishna is the universal father and the universal mother.
Yes. So he is female and male, both.
He is female and male, both.
So mean to say that Arjuna is the friend of Lord Krishna?
Arjuna is a friend of Lord Krishna. So I am repeating just to make sure I understand.
So if I worship Krishna as a friend,
If you worship Krishna as a friend,
means say that if anyone asks me that he is my boyfriend or girlfriend.
What?
If anyone asks that, if you serve Krishna as a friend,
yes,
then a question arises in my mind that he is my boyfriend or girlfriend.
If he is my... I mean, we may be... that's far beyond right now, but we may be, for me, we may be a cowherd boy, then I will be Krishna's friend, a cowherd boy friend of Krishna, and Krishna will be my friend. He will be my friend. He is already my friend, but he will act like that. And if my eternal relationship with Krishna is a lover, then I may be an assistant of some gopi, and my body will be that of a small young servant of that gopi. So he can be our cowherd boyfriend or our lover. I never heard that he can be my girlfriend. I think I didn't understand that properly. I don't know, maybe someone else has something else to say. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. This is how 1 minute or something like that. Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu showed his form of Mohini Murti, but he showed the form of Mohini Murti back because all forms come from Krishna. And Krishna also has pastimes where he dresses as a gopi just to approach Srimati Radharani. But I don't know, I cannot even think about what I understand from your question, because for me it's completely poop. I cannot understand it. So Krishna, let's focus in the rasas that are established in the Bhagavatam and in the scriptures. And there we can remember Santa Ras, Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, and Madhurya Ras. So other kind of relationship with Krishna. Although Krishna, for sure, he is Akila Rasamrita Murti. All rasas are coming from him. And all men and women, Radharani is Krishna himself in the form of Ladini Shakti, most beautiful Srimati Radharani. But these are the relationships. Krishna shows the form of Mohini Murti, but the relationships we can have, any one of us has with Krishna, are there settled in the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam specifically. And I cannot think of anything else besides that. I don't understand again your voice, and it is already 9. May you pardon. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Mercy. Thank you, Prabhupada.